You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 97, 867-5309, Jenny, by Tommy Two-Tone. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're going to take a look at the song 867-5309, Jenny, a big radio hit for Tommy Two-Tone in 1982. The band was founded by lead vocalist Tommy Heath, who also played guitar and piano, and guitarist Jim Keller, as Tommy and the Two-Tones in the late 1970s. The original bass player, Terry Nails, was replaced by John Lyons and later by Greg Sutton. Mona Nader, a member of Sammy Hagar's Wabarita Band, played with the band as well. Original drummer Mickey Shine was replaced first by Victor Carberry and later with Jerry Angel. Steve Legasic joined in 1983 playing keyboards and synthesizer. Their first single, Angel Say No, made it into the top 40 in 1980, but their biggest hit was the almost accidental 867-5309, Jenny. A friend of guitarist Jim Keller, Alex Call, sang lead in the San Francisco band Clover, which also included harmonica player Huey Lewis and guitarist John McPhee, who went on to join the Doobie Brothers. Nick Lowe brought other members of Clover to England, where they played on Elvis Costello's first album, My Aim Is True, before the band broke up in 1978. In addition to performing solo and with Clover, Alex Call wrote many songs for other performers, including Huey Lewis and the News and Pat Benatar. Jenny was co-written by Alex Call and Jim Keller, the guitar player for Tommy Two-Tone. Publicists and members have occasionally invented a fictional Jenny, an old girlfriend, a woman who runs a recording studio, but the truth is, Jenny was born in Alex Call's backyard. He was noodling around with a guitar and a four-track recorder and came up with a guitar lick and the otherwise meaningless number 867-5309. Call wasn't sure what to do with it next, but he played it for Jim Keller, who responded, "It's a girl's phone number on the wall." The two wrote the rest of the song in less than half an hour just for fun. They never expected it to actually be recorded. And although the song wasn't heavily promoted by the record company, it became a hit, rising to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. The premise of the song is simple. A lonely guy finds a girl's number on the wall, calls her, and tries to convince her that he's not like the other guys who call. In fact, they're made for each other. The chorus includes Jenny's phone number, 867-5309, for a total of more than 10 repetitions, giving listeners plenty of opportunities to memorize it. Usually, when a phone number is mentioned in a film, television show, or song, a fictional number with the prefix 555 is used to avoid calls to some real person's telephone. Alex Call felt that changing the number would produce a forced, unnatural sound. After all, the number was the very first part of the song that he wrote. Tommy Two-Tone never considered changing the number since it felt just right. Apocryphal tales of businesses, schools, and people's homes being assigned or even requesting that number abound, as do boasts from pranksters who claim to have placed the calls. I got your number on the wall. 2004, someone tried to auction the phone number on eBay. Bidding reportedly went up to $80,000 before eBay canceled the auction. And girls named Jenny relate both positive and negative experiences with the song, and some younger Jennies actually claim to be named for the song. Women have told Alex Call that they use that number as a brush-off, handing out Jenny's name and number to would-be suitors just to get rid of them. In general, he says, the song has been good for Jennies. Although Tommy Heath supports himself with a day job and the supporting players have changed, Tommy Two Tone is still performing at locations around the United States. This episode was written by Diane Cook, who somehow got me to say apocryphal. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.